listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please here in the van. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I know I'm going to screw up on this show, Daffodil.
Why?
We got this new blasted control console that Billy Bob installed in the van. And
it has way too many buttons and flashing lights.
It does. And I know I'm going to screw up, so I'm going to promise, you know, if you hear some technical problems, this is why this week on the show. And no, we didn't pay new for it. We get it used.
Yes, because we're thrifty like that.
Yes. A radio station was updating to digital, and we got one of these analog things.
Didn't Billy Bob say he found it in the trash?
Well, see, it came out of the radio station into the trash, and that's why he dumpster dived to get it.
And I'm happy about that.
Yes. Anyway, on the show this week, we're going down under.
I've always wanted to go to Australia.
In the land down under. Well, figuratively speaking, we found a CD called That's Australia. And we're going to play a couple cuts. They're rather cheesy. As well, the chart-topping cheesy on the show this week, a guy who had a lot of musical training, and he's known for a real cheesy song from the 60s where he just, well, I'm not going to say. You're going to have to listen. How's that?
100%.
As well, we're going back to the 60s now with the Holly Ridge Screens, the very lush, plunky music, and Feeling Groovy, a hit of the time. But we're starting off with Mrs. Robinson, right here on
It's Cheese Please.
Thank you.
life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
With none other than the Holly Ridge Strings and Feeling Groovy. And before that, their version of Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson.
I was treating that like karaoke.
I thought you were talking, you know, just, technical difficulty. Does that work? Oh, that works. Look at that. I told you there may be some technical difficulties. I thought I saw you doing the Mrs. Miller thing.
I was trying, but I'm not very good at that.
Yeah.
I actually sing better than that.
That was really bad. Here's a piece of trivia for you. The Holly Ridge Strings were made up, one of the main guys on that was Stu Phillips. And if you're a sci-fi fan, you'll probably know that Stu Phillips wrote the theme, the big orchestral theme song for Battlestar Galactica in the 1970s.
The first Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Apparently we're working our way up to, I don't know, version 5 or 6.
Yes.
I lost count.
Yes, but he cut his teeth, so to speak, on the Holly Ridge Strings. Punky, punky to big orchestral stuff. Right?
Right.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
As we fumble through some technical difficulties with our new control board, and we'll get there. We'll get there. But we're focusing on something right now that was a television series in the late 1980s, I believe, in Australia called That's Australia.
Or interesting.
That's Australia. Either way.
Or just plain that.
It was hosted by a guy named John Durham, and apparently is a well-known actor around that era, around the 1980s, in Australia. It was aired on the Australian Broadcast Company Corporation, ABC, whatever you want to call it. And it put out a CD that we found in a thrift store. So we're going to play a few cuts that are rather cheesy. You'll hear a little later on, You'll Never Be Missed. Yeah, the sort of a downer, but we're going to play it anyway. Shortly, Give Me a Home Among the Gum Trees. But we're starting off with the title cut. John Durham himself, apparently he sings too. And That's Australia, right here on
Cheese Please.
country road, somewhere back of Burke, where flies the size of a dingo like to lurk. Locals swear they've been there, can't tell you how to get there, but sure as hell they will tell you where to go. That's Australia. That's Australia. There's a farm down south where kangaroos can speak and cows meow like a tomcat that's on heat. You won't find a drover, just an old Land Rover and a bloke with a camera making docos on the cheek. That's Australia. That's Australia. From east to west across this land as they sip their favourite brew, you'll hear folks tell the strangest tales and swear to God that they're all true. There's this crocodile in a northern creek that takes a break from eating tourists once a week. He likes a change of diet, so weekly on the quiet, you'll find him drinking mineral water neat. That's Australia. That's Australia. There's a jackaroo who told me that he knew a bloke who choked on a dish of rabbit stew. He died and went to heaven, came back at 7:30 and told his mates there was nothing there to do. That's Australia. That's Australia. From east to west across this land as they sip their favourite brew, you'll hear folks tell the strangest tales and swear to God that they're all true. That's Australia. Everyone's got a story or two. That's Australia. Everyone swears their shaggy dog story is true.
Cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese Louise.
A one, a hand, a two, a hand, a three. A cup of tea. Later on, we'll settle down and roll up on the porch and watch the possum play. Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees. A sheep or two, a kangaroo, a prize one out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. And there's a Safeway's on the corner and a Woolworths down the street. A new place that just opened up and they regulate.
Plum trees, a sheep or two, a cacao. a clothesline out the back, Miranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. And an old rocking chair.
Hey! Jeez, please, with Bull Kanka? They say that right?
Lamakanka.
Thank you. And give me a home among the gum trees.
I like that one.
Okay, we're going to play one more. We got Tex Morton and I'm sorry. You'll never be missed on...
Cheers, please.
Friends, here is something that I want you always to remember, especially you young people. Even when you're big and strong and grown up and maybe successful in life, I want you to think back sometimes to old Tex and, well, remember what he told you when you were just little. Will you? All this world is a stage. That's what Shakespeare once said. And you'll find that it's very, very true. An actor's success might sometimes turn his head, and he thinks without him, we can't do. But there's none in this race that we can't replace, from old age to youth in his teens. For instance, a sight I witnessed one night in a theater behind the scenes. The call boy was shouting intense, announcing the play to commence, when the star cried, "Wait, I'm just a little bit late." But that curtain went up and the show, it was great. "I'll never be ready," the star loudly cried. "Well, I wouldn't worry," the call boy replied. "For if you're displeased, you can pack up and get. The show will go on just the same, never fret. And there's another fella waiting to take your place, and he knows every line, every move in your face. The show don't depend on you to exist, and if you're not here, you'll never be missed. And you'll find, friends, it's just the same in your everyday life. Each one of us wants an important role, but in striving for wealth, you're gonna sacrifice your health and all just to reach a high goal. And when your wealth you've attained and your purpose you've gained, you're just like the fool in the play. You think, no doubt, without your presence, this world couldn't last, not a day. But just when you've made a big start, you might suddenly be called to depart. But this world will go on just the same, never fret. Your absence, in fact, will break nobody's heart. So always be ready to pack up and get. This world will go on just the same, never fret. Now you die, and you go to, well, it matters not where, for a thoroughbred here is a thoroughbred there. And there's some that's born pound foolish and some penny wise, but 6 feet of earth makes us all the same size. Yes, you may feel important down here when you exist, but after you're gone, you'll never be missed.
Cheese, please. Oh, I know he makes some good points, but you know.
It's just a little too morbid for me today.
I'm sorry, Daffodil. I'm sorry, but you know what? He made some good points. That was on the CD, as I mentioned, as we found this. That's Australia. Put a little shrimp on the barbie next time you think about me here on Cheese Please, right?
Exactly.
Morning.
I'm still not sure how Ken feels about you putting shrimp all over his girlfriend Barbie.
Hey! Come on!
My name is... I'm the Down Under cousin of Snarf Dude. I don't know my name yet, but you know, I just have to sit here and talk Australian after playing that CD.
What?
I have no words.
I do.
Stopping to check that number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet.
take a look at a song from 1966 that this guy had a lot of classical training. And he's known for this parody-like crazy song called You Turn Me On. The guy's name is Ian Whitcomb, and you have some information on him.
Yes.
Okay.
Shortly after this song was released, he left the music industry.
I can understand that, yeah.
Really, truly, he did. He left the music industry,
and then
he started writing about music. He didn't want it, no part of the growing pretentiousness of rock with its mandatory drugs and wishy-washy spiritualism.
Okay.
And loud and metallic guitar sounds.
Okay.
He wrote a lot of really interesting... He wrote a book called Tin Pan Alley, A Pictorial History.
Oh, wow.
He wrote a book about the chronic Rock Odyssey, A Chronicle of the 60s.
Cool.
Like, he wrote a lot of really interesting books, and he also made recordings, but not necessarily rock and roll songs.
No, but...
So this is one of his last big hits.
And this was, I think this was his only hit, if I remember right, called You Turn Me On. On?
Cheese, please.
Please, with Ian Whitcomb and You Turn Me On. That doesn't do a darn thing for me.
No.
That's all I got to say. What?
I think he's a much better writer.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what to say other than it's a chart-topping cheesy. And we like to dig those out every so often here on the show.
Yes, because we need cheesies.
We always need cheesies. We always love cheese. It's in our blood. Is that fair to say, Daphne?
I'm just happy we're in the van and we're driving around and we're finding new stuff.
Yeah, we're doing what we can. You know, we got to be careful out there. But, you know, we are finding new stuff. And on top of that, I brought along a big box of records in the back of the van.
Of course.
That we left in the bunker. No, we didn't leave in the bunker.
We brought them with us.
Yes,
we leave them in the bunker.
And we haven't played it. These are Snarf Dude selected records that I know we haven't played much about.
Or ever.
So we're going to mix it in as well.
Besides the stuff we find on the road, you know, it's important to mix it up, right?
It is always important to change things up.
Yes. Oh, it's that time. You're giving me the symbol.
If you don't open the glove compartment, there will be no Gouda.
Okay, stand back. Here we go. I'm picturing us back in the bunker, Daffodil.
So am I.
Just imagine. I'm just picturing it. It came out of my mind.
Well, there was a point where the glove compartment made strange noises every time we opened it, so apparently this is the strangest one so far.
Here's Tom T. Hall, and that song is driving me crazy. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? I love that part about break my heart and baby please come home. And I love that line about a hurting my mind and my beer ain't got no bone. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. With some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Sing high and I'll sing low and everybody sing along. But everybody quit while I get my kick to sing and bring that boogie home. That song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was with some friends. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me? Okay, gang. Well, that song is driving me crazy. I gotta hear it again. First time I heard it, I was so grand. It's a simple little song you can sing along with an old-time melody. So would you play that crazy little song again for me?
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.